This morning at dawn was the end of the rains. And the tradition is that the end of the rains was 1 year when the Buddha had spent the rains up in heaven teaching his mother, and then came down to earth the next day after the end of the rains. And people who had been starved of the opportunity to put food in his bowl for 3 months learned that he was going to be coming down to Sankasa, which is a little town to the east of Agra in India. So that, lots and lots of people came, and a huge crowd came. He came down a stairway from heaven. The tradition is that Indra is on one side, there was a Brahma on the other side holding a parasol. And all the levels of the universe opened up so that the beings in the different levels could see one another. The beings in hell had their punishments stopped for a moment. And then the Buddha came down to earth, and people thronged around to put food in his bowl because the throng was so large, some people couldn't get near. And so there's a tradition that they took balls of sticky rice and wrapped them up in leaves and threw them, which is why we had the sticky rice this morning. The tradition is not in the canon, but it's an old one. There's a King Ashokan column at the spot. So at least by the time of King Ashoka, this tradition had been established. And the Dharma lesson here is that beings in the world are pretty blind, normally. They go about their lives not thinking about heaven, not thinking about hell, not thinking about the things that they're doing and the results that could come from the things they're doing. It's only when you have the Buddha come to the earth that the world gets opened up. We understand karma, we understand rebirth, the various places you can be reborn. So it's a lesson in heedfulness. As long as you're blind to the consequences of your actions, you'll be very careless in your actions. There are many people who feel, as long as I can get away with it, it doesn't matter. As long as nobody else knows, it doesn't matter. And the people say, well, there's nobody watching over us, so we can do what we want. But our actions have a law of their own. Once we put an unskillful action into motion, okay, it's going to lead to unfortunate consequences. Skillful actions will lead to good consequences. And those consequences can be very good or very bad. So think of that image of the open universe. Keep that in mind. And bring it to bear on all your choices. Because when we decide to do something, we calculate, is it worth the effort? When you realize that generosity really does lead to great rewards, virtue leads to great rewards, meditation leads to great rewards, you realize it really is worth the effort. As for unskillful actions, they're not worth the effort at all. They use up energy, and at the same time, they take you down. So try to keep the open universe in mind. That way it gives you perspective on everything you want to do.